Harper Audio presents Christmas in Sugar Creek, A Christmas Seasons in Sugar Creek novel by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Performed by Robin Rodriguez. To Pastor Jonathan Eilert for preaching a sermon that inspired a book. To my huddled girlfriends, Roseanne, Kara, Judy, Janice, and Pat, thank y'all for being my light. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John, chapter 8, verse 12. The woods would be silent if only the best birds sang. Amish proverb. Chapter 1. 10 days until Christmas. "Judith, are you sure you don't mind locking up tonight?" asked Joshua, a guilty tone heavy in his voice. "I feel bad, letting you close the store 2 nights in a row." "You shouldn't. I don't mind staying late at all. That's what sisters are for, yeah?" When Josh continued to look doubtful, Judith Graber lifted her chin, forced a smile she didn't feel inside. "Come now. Greta needs you. As does Will. Go on, or you're going to be late. You two have plans, don't you?" "Nothing much. We're just getting together for supper with some other couples, you know, before things get too busy." She knew Joshua was talking about Christmas get-togethers and other holiday parties. Every Frau she knew was busy baking and cooking for the planned activities. Being single, she was not. "Go now, Joshua. I'll be fine." "I promise. I'll close the rest of the week," he said, as he shrugged on his coat. Judith crossed her arms over her chest. "You better," she teased with a mock frown. However, she doubted her brooder had even noticed her expression. He was already beyond the wreath-adorned door that was closing behind him with a jangling of bells. Judith watched through the store's large picture windows as her brother weaved in between two parked cars and then, reaching the sidewalk, almost knocked into a woman carrying a wrapped package. He was practically racing home. To his new home. Just 2 months ago, he and Greta had told the whole family that they were moving into a small house 2 blocks from the store. Living above the family shop no longer made sense, especially with Greta in a family way again. No member of the Graber family disagreed with their decision. But, of course, none of them had been prepared for the adjustments that would have to be made now that Joshua would no longer be on the premises at all times. Now each member of the family had to take turns opening and closing the shop. Well, she, Joshua, and her father. Mam was still too busy at home with the little ones to come in much, and Caleb had recently started at the brick factory. Anson was still a little too young to be of any real help. So it fell on Judith to do the majority of the work. As always. Because she was the steady one. The reliable one. More like the one who had no life, Judith thought wryly. All while Joshua had been falling in love, and her brother Caleb had been struggling with his future, and even as Anson wrestled with his own growing pains, she had held steady and had quietly done what was expected of her. Everyone was appreciative, to be sure, but that didn't ease the restless ache that seemed to be growing inside. Wistfully, Judith looked out the window at the gently falling snow, the wheel ruts in the lane, the road beyond that led somewhere else. She wished that she, like Joshua, had somewhere to run to. Wished she had someone who counted the passing minutes of her absence. If only... Realizing she'd been standing there in a daze, Judith slapped her hands on the counter. "If you're going to be so dreamy, you might as well be truthful about it," she said out loud. "You don't wish just for someone. You wish you had a man, a sweetheart, counting the minutes until he saw you again." Her hollow laugh
Sample complete. Ready to continue?